warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son."
When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel.
Wait a minute. It's not Christmas story. That we never heard of it. We never heard that so many babies got killed. All this Christmas story that we heard, we maybe intentionally avoid this story. It's so sad. But Matthew clearly recorded what happened. King Herod feeling threatened by this new king coming, he decided to kill all the babies about that age. That night, probably, the cries of mother echoes in the sky. Tears and brokenhearted. That's the Christmas story that Scripture recorded. Maybe we didn't want to talk about it because it's sad. Christmas story should be like a joyful and a nice and fantasy. But Scripture is telling us the true Christmas story. Joseph and Mary had to escape to Egypt. Think about it. The Messiah came. And Mary, all this prophesies that she's going to have a baby, Messiah. And they had to flee to Egypt. That's the Christmas story. Let's stand up as we sing Silent and Holy Night, 239.